Áine Duffy. Hello, Áine.
Hi, how are you?
From Bandon.
From Bandon.
Same place as Graham Norton.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was there first.
Yeah. But you're so interesting.
Thanks very much.
No, but you are. You're so interesting. So you built your own house.
I did.
You have a mobile theatre come stage type thing called the Donkey Box.
The Duff Box.
The Duff Box, made out of a donkey box.
Yeah, so the donkey box that that was called the Duff Box in the pandemic converted to go touring while no one could go outside, or you couldn't be indoors doing gigs. So I have a bit of few euro left over from the house, so I'll buy an old donkey box, and I converted it into a stage and a camper, like, so it was going off, and I got to go to like direct provisions and desh schools and out onto the vast like country places.
So it's like a little stage with PA. Is there a PA in it?
Well, that's what the donkey box was, but this had like two wheel arches.
Yeah.
So for someone else, regular, with a regular license, they wouldn't be able to pull a trailer like this. And when the pandemic ended, people were still looking for something, and the musicians were kind of worried because obviously the price for touring has gone up, like the housing crisis, everything kind of affects it in turn. And they were ringing me saying, where's the Duff Box? Where's the Duff Box? So I thought, okay, I'm going to do something that they can use.
Yeah.
So I got a single axle trailer.
Aha. So it's not the donkey box anymore.
No,
right.
It's the Duff Box.
Right. Okay. Are you listening, lads? You might need it.
Yeah.
Strange keys. Yeah, you might need this. Would they fit on it?
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can have. I've made it for two. I mean, basically, you'll be comfortable. But I want it to be for the sound engineers, the venues, the music venues are struggling to put up the artists when they come down, because where are they going to put them? So they can put them in the Duff Box.
Right.
So I'll make it solar power as well, so that like you'll have your option if you do want to go. Say you're coming down to West Cork and you're doing, you know,
a festival or something.
Yeah, festival or the Barras or Ballady Hob. There's loads. But you can also take it then and go somewhere outreach.
Yeah.
And do a little pop down stuff.
I have in Union Hall or someplace like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Or Bear Island.
Bear Island. There's a thought.
And I've already spoke to loads of these people because I've been driving around the country finding out where all the different spots are. I'd love to eventually build one and put one in every county, you know?
Yeah. A Duff Box in every country. Yeah. That's the dream.
I have a box in every county.
What about your house now?
My house, I love it. I do love it.
So a tree fell down on your parents' farm?
No, they have no farm.
They have no farm.
No. I'll never find a husband, no. No, it's just one little tree. Right. So, I needed to come up with something. And I wanted to prove as well that you can build for reasonable money. You know, it is hard to keep watching Grand Designs when people, there was a delay, we need another 400,000 euro. You're like, 400,000 euro? Where am I going to get that? So I took a loan out of the credit union.
How much?
12.5 grand.
12.5 grand.
And it's passive. It's 6 inches insulation. There's a green roof on the top. There's daisies all over it at the moment. So in the summer, I'm nice and cool. In the winter, I'm nice and warm. It's quite spacious.
Like, what? Say this now, we're in the Roadcaster here. Was it twice, three times the size of this?
Well, like this little room we're in.
Yeah.
It'd be twice this and higher too, like.
Right, okay.
There is a load of space. And most people, when they come in, they go, feels really big. Because I have a big window. I started with the windows. That's kind of the...
Is that the trick?
Yeah.
Did you do it all yourself?
I did, yeah. I mean, I had, with the frames, I've often done it. Like, with holding the frames up, I had help at the start.
Yes, of course,
Because you couldn't have people. So that was a tricky one in the pandemic because you couldn't have people over to help you then either. So I got that done in my friend's warehouse.
Yeah.
Big Man Tiny Homes. His warehouse there. We're buddies.
Big Man Tiny Homes. That's the name of his business.
Yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
And so, yeah, he's big.
And he built tiny
small houses. So I did that in his warehouse. And then they dropped that onto my house because it's on a steel base onto where the tree is. The tree fell, so you can move it. Like,
has Dermot Bannon been down to you? It sounds like something he'd should
Dermot
feature.
Dermot had him, well, he might come down and tell me put a courthouse in the middle of it. There's no room, but no, but
a courtyard,
been,
I suppose, for courthouse.
Courtyard, courthouse. Imagine it on top of it. And but I've been. James Cavanagh was down, and T.G. Cahir were down, Emile were down. So, yeah, it has its own little life altogether. This house is after.
Brilliant. And I believe with the change in legislation that you could have built a bigger one.
Yeah, built it bigger, yeah. But do you know what?
What about an extension? You don't need it.
I don't want for anymore. I'm after learning how to, if I am going to buy something now, I go, well, I don't need that one. So if I buy that, I'll give that away. So it's a nice way to live.
And you're a singer-songwriter on top of all that.
Yeah. So that's my full time. These building things are my hobby, like.
Well, brilliant.
But the music is my full time, you know. So it's nice to be able to go out in the garden then and tip away. But you can see what you're making, you know, at the start of the day to the end of the day, you can see.
There's something lovely about that, putting your hands on your hips and having a good look and go, I did that.
And the dirt and the ground. Yes. And I love the plants and my...
Yeah, that lovely dirt under your nails.
Yeah, my grandfather used to say it was healthy dirt.
Yeah.
So I love that feeling.
And where did you learn all the skills? I'm assuming you're not officially trained. You didn't do an apprenticeship or anything.
No, God, no.
Just picked it up.
Musician all my life. Like, I was always into it. My father's a plasterer. And then, I was always into it. I did convert different camper vans. And then when you are a musician, you're driving far and you're driving a van. So I did convert a load of vans. And for a while there, you could only insure the girl, you know, because it was too expensive to insure the boys for years, you know. So it was always me driving the vans.
Oh, yes,
you know?
yes.
That was kind of the way. So I was always into it. And then I had a few exes who would tip at things but never finish things. So I'm grateful to them now. I've learned how to finish things. So
that's the silver lining on that never finished cloud.
Yeah, so I finished it. So I've picked up a few things. Yeah. And then, look, it's either in there or not. It's like that with music too. So
live dates, July 4th, R Fest, is it? Dundalk. Yeah. Then July 19th, Don't Touch My Knob.
Yeah, it's actually August the 1st, and Sinead Quinlan, who was just here, is on that stage with me as well. So myself, Sinead Quinlan, Ria Rua, and Nat Mack, a DJ. So we're doing a show in Elizabeth Fort.
Right.
On the August the 1st, it's been.
Aha. And then you're in Alahees out on the Bear Peninsula. Yeah. Got to mention already.
Yeah.
Other West, is it? Over the West.
Yeah,
over the West.
Up the country. Yeah, up the country, yes.
The Don't Touch My Knobs comes from men who think they know more about sound than you did. Is that it?
No, I'm definitely never going to get married. it was more in the pandemic. People were coming up and they were touching it, and that was happening too. And I didn't want
turning things up
and down, you know. And I was like, oh my God, and I couldn't turn around and go, lad, stop, because. They'd go, oh, she's an awful diva, that one, you know? And I was like, oh, how am I going to get out of this? So I rang my friend and I said it to her. I was like, could you print a sign saying, don't touch my knob? Because someone had said it to me in Alahees too from Dublin.
Right,
don't touch my knob. I was like, I will. Yeah. So I did that, and sure, it was on the paper the next day, and the crack was 90.
Yes.
And then there was no arguments. It was more, oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. She's been playing. She knows how to control the system.
So you've done the Duff Box and you've built your own house and you're a singer-songwriter. What are you going to... Any other ambitions or...?
Jesus. I do. I mean, obviously, I've loads of music coming out, and I play electric guitar, and I'm always touring. I'm just back from Italy too, so I dip in and out of other countries. It kind of keeps me, sustains me.
Right.
I've played all over the...
And do you play with bands or...?
I have done, but at the moment I make electronic music and then I play the electric guitar and sing it all live. I'm able to play more. I mean, I'd love to be able to bring a band everywhere, but it's expensive.
You're a one-man band, a one-woman band.
I am at the moment.
Yes.
Pop up and play, but obviously if there's other opportunities, I love playing with musicians. That's what we do. We all come together and play. But yeah, I play all over the place constantly, but I'm in and out, and I'm trying to focus with the Duff Box now to get people up.
I've noticed that, I think, on three occasions in the last 10 minutes, you've mentioned, I'll never get married. Did you notice
you
that?
You mentioned that?
No!
I'm only joking.
No, it seems to be, you know, just that the tip of your brain there that comes out. Is that a thing or...?
No.
No?
No. No, no, I'm just, you know, it's a pure Cork thing to have.
That was it to say that.
Deprecating.
Yes. Cork are not known as self-deprecators. They are not known as self-deprecators.
No, I suppose. No,